Ali Horgan, you're out of the cup. Harps never stopped battling, but in the end, the gulf was there for all to see.
Yeah. In the end, to be fair, it could have been more than two Chris's on point and hiding that, and there's no shame in that either. I felt probably the first 20 minutes and the last 20 minutes Dundalk were by far the better side. I think in the middle, be it half an hour or maybe a little bit more, I felt we competed well. We had a number of chances. Martin had two very good chances. We had a great chance from a corner kick from it over the bar. And other than that, I have no problem with the result in any matter. You know, I did question the penalty decision. I need to see it again. We probably, you know, we had Sean Houston when he was here last year, was tripped in that exact same spot last year. We were 1-0 down and no penalty given. Am I saying it wasn't a penalty with Mark Coyle's catch? I'm not saying that, but that did annoy me. I did question that, but there was a refusal to give a reason, which probably annoyed me more. But that's neither here or there. We had a massive game against Galway on Friday night, and basically our season probably depends on that result.
I have to ask you about your own dismissal. No, a bit of a storm in a teacup.
Absolutely. I've been sent off many a time, and I don't want this to be about me, because it's nothing to do with me. It's about the players out there, the likes of Kieran Coll and Kieran Gallagher, that battled right through the 93 minutes. I've been sent off many a time, and with reason. I questioned the penalty decision, as anybody with blood in their body would. I was told I was not allowed to question it. I thought probably going on record, and I don't want this to be a big deal, but they had a penalty call in the second half when Jacob, they claimed he obstructed. I think it was Patrick McAleenan. I might be wrong, okay? And they came on and roared, and I just felt, well, look, you know, if they can roar, well, then I'm sure I can question it. But unfortunately, that's not the case. But that's not sour grapes in any manner, okay? The better side won. We need to lick our wounds and move on to Galway, which is savage and huge, on Friday night next, Chris.
Yeah. And you watched the latter stages from up in the main stand.
Yeah,
and
great view. Mighty view.
Dundalk played some decent football, and they'll feel they really should have added to the scoreline.
They should have, yeah, absolutely. And that's where I give credit to our lads. You know, I normally don't give them enough credit when they win. I'm giving them a fair bit of credit here when we got beaten. It could have been a lot worse, but some people stood up to it. But our patch of when we needed a score, if we're going to score, was that middle half an hour of the game before half-time and after half-time. I thought we played quite well, and we had maybe four decent chances, but yes, they had 10, to put it that way to you, and counting. And there's no shame in that. They're a serious outfit by a long, long way. But it's done and dusted. We're never going to win the cup. I said that from day one. We gave it a go at it. We took a cut off it. We weren't good enough. But we need to move on next Friday night to try and get something over that. Like.
And significantly, just looking forward to next weekend, as things stand now, are you worried about any knocks from this game against Dundalk?
We probably got away relatively lightly. We're out on our feet at the end, without doubt. You know, they're Dundalk are in serious nick, and that's the standard of fitness at the top of the Premier Division, and we're a long way off it. And that's no due respect to anybody, you know, in it. We need to get fitter. We need to get stronger to try and get a place in the playoff, and to try and win some sort of a quarter final, whatever it may be, in a playoff. But we'll move on from tonight. I don't think it's going to be all an end all. In other words, it's going to be. But next Friday night's result is huge. There's all point in saying anything different.
And finally, Ollie, just your thoughts on synthetic surfaces. I mean, the surface here, it's perfect. The Brandywell, there's a new surface. What's your feeling? Is this the way to go?
Personally, no. Look, that's only my own view. I think there's too many injuries picked up. I can't speak. I'm not criticising any club in any manner. You know, who are we to criticise anyone? We're trying to get a new stadium on board. I do see the financial aspect of it. I've been able to rent it out and turn money over. Absolutely, most certainly. But to be fair to Dundalk, they can play just as well away from home, and you know, that's not in any manner an excuse. We trained during the week in Assaturf. We prepared for this game as well as we could, and we fell short, and there's no shame in falling short against a club in the side like Dundalk, to be fair to them.